Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Tuesday, May 28th. Hope you're well. Coming up,
he will say that Palestine should be able to vindicate the full rights of a state, including self-determination, self-governance and security.
From today, Ireland will officially recognise the state of Palestine, and we're on course to miss our emissions targets. Plus, we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, Ireland will officially recognise the state of Palestine from today. The government is pushing ahead with the plans, despite claims from Israeli officials over what it means. News Talk's Andrew Louth reports.
The Taoiseach Micheál Martin will seek cabinet approval to recognise Palestine as a state this morning. It would establish full diplomatic relations, upgrade the Palestinian mission to Ireland to an embassy, as well as approve the appointment of an ambassador. The memo to ministers is understood to point out that the clear and consistent position of Ireland over recent decades is for the Israeli occupation of Palestinian territory to end. Later, Taoiseach Simon Harris will address the Dáil this afternoon, where it's expected he will say that Palestine should be able to vindicate the full rights of a state, including self-determination, self-governance and security. All parties will then be invited to contribute to Dáil's statements on the matter.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says a tragic mistake led to an airstrike setting fire to tents housing displaced Palestinians in the southern Gazan city of Rafah. Local officials claim at least 45 people were killed in Sunday's attack. The Israeli military insists it struck a Hamas compound based on precise intelligence. UNICEF spokesperson James Elder says that's no longer possible, with no safe zone for civilians anymore.
We're seeing one of the most ferocious attacks, and because of the density of families, we're seeing a fire rip through a place. And now, again, I mean, quite literally, this place is hell on earth.
It comes as the EU prepares to consider sanctions if Israel refuses to implement rulings from the International Court of Justice over its actions in Gaza. Algeria has requested an urgent meeting of the UN Security Council later tonight to discuss the situation in Rafah. A member of Egypt's security forces has been killed in a shooting incident near the Rafah border crossing between Egypt and Gaza overnight. To other news, and Ireland is on course to fall short of its carbon emissions targets. Analysis from the Environmental Protection Agency shows the state will reduce emissions by 29% by 2030, far short of the government target of 51%. Projections for certain sectors have also dropped compared to last year's forecast, with agriculture emissions projected to decrease by between 1 and 18%. EPA Inspector Suzanne Monaghan says these forecasts depend on climate action plans being implemented.
There's no people or resources devoted to implementing the measures. There's, you know, there's no legislation in place around those measures. They are plans, so they need to be implemented in order to achieve the savings. So what we've done is we have two scenarios. One shows what could happen if all of the measures are implemented, and our WEM scenario, which shows a projection based on the measures that are currently implemented.
Two people continue to be questioned by Gardaí investigating the Chrysler explosion 2 years ago. 10 people were killed in the incident at a petrol station in Donegal in October 2022. The man and woman in custody who were arrested yesterday are both in their 40s. Ministers are to hear today that 3,000 people have had their social welfare payments reduced due to a failure to engage with their local intra office. Social Protection Minister Heather Humphreys is bringing a memo to Cabinet on the Pathways to Work strategy, which will sign up 50,000 people who are on the live register to personal progression plans. The long-term unemployment rate in Ireland is now at a record low of 1.1%. The department will encourage those to get back into the workforce through further education, training and work placements. The first ever Irish patient has been implanted with an Irish-developed sensor to protect their heart. The procedure took place at University Hospital Galway. It's the first human trial of a device which could positively impact thousands of people living with heart failure in Ireland every year. Conor Hanley from Irish medtech company Fire One hopes it'll eventually help millions of people around the world.
It's a small sensor placed inside your largest vein in your body called the inferior vena cava. And the sensor's being developed in Ireland. It transmits data outside to a little reader as a belt and goes up into the cloud and allows the clinical team in the hospital to look at it, and also to allow the person living in their home to adjust the medication as required.
In entertainment news, Colleen Rooney's lawyers are returning to court later over more than €2 million in legal costs from the Agatha Christie trial in 2022. A judge ruled her Instagram posts were likely to have been leaked to the press by Rebecca Vardy's former agent. Experts will decide what fees can be recovered by Wayne Rooney's wife. And in sport, in soccer, the Republic of Ireland women's squad continue preparations today for Friday's Euro 2025 qualifier with Sweden. The girls in green host the Swedes at the Aviva before travelling to Stockholm for the return fixture 4 days later. Liverpool striker Leanne Kernan says they're expecting two very tough games.
Listen, we know that they're a top team. They've done great against England recently enough too. So we know what to expect. We've played Sweden before. I feel like they're a different team now. They're quite aggressive now. And very forward thinking, which we'll be aware of. Listen, we haven't went into any analysis details or anything yet as we've just arrived. But we'll have the crowd behind us. We believe in our ability and we know what we're going to bring to the table. And it's an exciting time.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.